Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest. He's the head of editorial at the Gaming Society. It's Matt Ellentine.
Hi. Ooh.
Friends, what's going on?
Welcome back.
Oh my God, it's been
I'm so excited to be back.
Well, you're always the top of the list when we're like, who wants to talk WNBA?
Yeah.
Listen, that's me.
I mean, we've got lots of great WNBA guests, but you are, you know, very passionate. You're out there fighting that fight daily.
You're on the streets, watching the games, tweeting about them.
I was about to say, if you guys mean I'm on my couch just doing like some garbage posts, I do that all the time.
That's what we love. That's
yeah,
what we
you're not
see.
Physically out there, like, you know, holding a sign up, like, watch a WNBA. That would be cool.
If that's what we need for the next time I'm on this, like, let me know.
you're a man on the street interview. That would be fun.
I like that. Yeah. Let's do that.
I'm here.
How have you been? It's been probably like a year, right? Since we talked.
Over it's a been year. A year. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how is anybody? Like, I'm okay.
Bad?
It's like, listen, we had our like 2 months of summer, kind of, and now I feel like we're like back into this like staying home bit. But at the very least, we've got good sports, so control what we can control.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy that there were 2 months where we were all like, okay,
it's
coming back.
It was fun. I was like, wow, remember what it was like before, like the whole like, you know, global virus garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I still was too paranoid to do a lot of things, but like we went to a Clippers game during that time, which seems crazy now looking back.
Yeah, we went to the Western Conference Finals, which was so fun.
Yeah.
You want to know something nuts? I have not been in a basketball arena since COVID.
And wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. So I'm jealous.
It was good. I mean, it was the only time we went, but
we snuck it in real quick.
Yeah.
And then
I was like,
never again.
No more of that. I'm scared. I'm a little baby.
I mean, there's so many places that are like, we're back to normal.
It's like, are we?
But yeah, not really.
You are, maybe.
I mean, yeah, look at, you know, Arizona.
Oh my God. Oh, I just saw
Utah.
I just saw a grim headline about Kansas, how hospitals are also now full of people taking horse dewormer.
Yeah, that was in Oklahoma too.
Oh my God.
Everywhere. So don't eat horse dewormer. That's our takeaway.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Oh yeah, it's like part of your daily routine.
That was your college years is when you started.
No, every day. No, I'm saying I am on a long streak of not taking the horse dewormer.
Oh, okay.
Not taking.
Would have been cooler if you were.
Please,
taking
no.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, that was the party drug.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ketamine is, you know, horse tranquilizer, so it's just moving from one horse drug to another.
Listen, Natty Light did enough damage on me in college. That's all I needed.
Same.
Not me, I'm perfect.
Yeah, you drink the perfect amount every night. So let's get into it. How are you feeling about the W season? It got chopped up a little bit because of the Olympics, but we're like back into it and everyone's fiercely heading towards the playoffs.
Yeah, you know how I feel about the WNBA season right now? I feel like it's a lot of math. Like I didn't sign up for this amount of math when I watch sports, but because we have such a short season this year, right? The W season is usually short, but now they cut it in an additional two games. Mm-hmm. So like a bunch of teams are in that, like maybe they're going to make the playoffs, maybe they can be this seed, like we're into that mode. So every day I'm watching a game and I'm like, okay, so if they win, then like now what? Now that means that this team has to win this. And like, I've got a crazy freaking diagram board and I'm just like, my head hurts. It's too much math for me. I'm starting to get stressed.
pull out your TI-89.
I'm using like multiple screens. I'm like the Mystics. Okay. And then like, I've got like the Wings up there and I'm trying to map out everybody's schedules. It's a lot of work. It's becoming a job in itself, but it's fun. It's all fun.
Yeah. It's pretty close right now for the eighth seed. There was actually just a game this morning, the Mercury versus the Fever. And right now it's like, I'm looking at the wrong thing. The Mystics, Liberty and Sparks are all vying for that eighth seed. And like, it seems pretty tight.
It is really tight. And like, we're also like managing like injuries. And then we've got like some teams that have a lot more games than other teams because of how the schedules broke up with the Olympics. There's there's just so many factors.
Yeah. Is there like a storyline from this season that you have thought was like the best or like your favorite storyline?
I think my favorite storyline of the whole thing is Connecticut, right? This is a team that for the past 2 years has had either like an opt out or a major injury to make us think like, oh, they have no chance now. They don't like last year, they didn't have Jonquil Jones. This year, they don't have Alyssa Thomas. And both years were like, well, that means they can't compete. And like, we keep falling for the same trap because now Connecticut is the best team in the league. Jonquil Jones is probably going to win the MVP award. And nice. Connecticut looks super dangerous and even more so than the two teams that we thought would probably be competing in the finals with were the Aces and the Storm. So Connecticut rules, Jonquil Jones rules. Like, I freaking love watching that Connecticut team.
I love Jonquil Jones.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so cool. And like, she, ever since I think she wrote a Players Tribune like 2 years ago about just growing up and stuff. And ever since then, I'm like, damn, she's like a story in her and of herself. Like,
yeah,
she's so cool. And like, has just like her background about growing up in the Bahamas and like coming out to her family and stuff like that. It's just like an amazing story. And then on top of that, she can ball.
Yeah. And then, yeah, exactly. On top of that, Jonquil is this like unicorn of a basketball player at like 6'6" doing like point guard moves with an amazing dog.
Gabe, dog. Gabe just reminded us that she has like the cutest dog ever.
Golden Doodle.
He looks like a toy.
Yeah, that's a stuffed animal.
I mean, I this might be controversial. I don't love all doodles. Some of them look too human-like to me. Her dog is very cute.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about her dog, but some of them have like very human eyes. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
It just looks like an old man that stares at you.
So you're saying hashtag not all doodles.
I just, you know, I'm not on board with all doodles, okay? They're, you know, some of them are just too manlike. And I hate men, as you know.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just love their curly hair. I mean, I get what you're saying. There's lots of
men. You know what I like about doodles? It's that I'm not allergic to them. So top tier dogs for me.
Are you allergic to dogs?
It's like one of the saddest things, but yes, I am allergic to dogs. But listen, I grew up with a dog who was a doodle, did not look like a man.
Okay, I'm glad.
She was lovely.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, it is awesome that people have found a way to get around that because it's like, you don't want to be doomed for the rest of your life. Dog.
See, I used to ignore it, and then like as my eyes were like sticking together, and I was like, all right, maybe I am allergic.
Well, yeah,
you gotta brush them all the time too. They got those, you know, curly coats.
Yeah, curly thick babies.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're rooting for Jonquil and her dogs. This is a package deal.
they'll be out there if they win. They'll be out there get, you know, receiving that trophy as well, I'm sure. Yeah, the Connecticut Sun, it's like, are you, do you have a favorite? Like, do you think someone, do you have a prediction for who's going to win it all?
I do not. I will say that this season feels really up in the air. Like last year, we kind of knew, like, Seattle had their full team. It was Super, yeah. Brianna Stewart, Jewel Loy, like, they were rolling with it. We kind of predicted from the very start that that's what was going to happen this year. I have no prediction. I think that you could convince me that probably five teams could win and I wouldn't be surprised.
Nice.
It's competitive out there.
Yeah.
It's almost like only having 12 teams means that a lot of them are really good.
Yeah. And a lot of really good players don't get a spot.
Yeah. Yep. That feels like this season, the pressure has really been on from fans for expansion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Gabe, will you pull up the photo I just sent, please?
This is a dog that looks like a man, I swear.
It's not. Don't worry.
I think she's lying. This dog really does look like a man.
He looks like an old man. Like, why do his eyes look like that? You know, they're so like soulful.
Matt can't handle it.
It's just it's looking right into my soul. Listen, this dog is great for someone else.
Okay.
We actually got it for you as a gift and it's on your doorstep.
It's
right
now. No, it's so weird. I'm allergic to that one.
So am I.
You know, that dog kind of reminds me of like when the Muppets had, like in Fraggle Rock, there was a dog character.
Sprocket.
Yes. Thank you, Gabe.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That was Sprocket.
He's pretty cute.
Yeah, I guess.
He doesn't have the human eyes.
He too is not for me.
I mean, he looks like he could use a bath.
He was a villain in the show. Okay. Because he was constantly chasing after that, the little Fraggles.
And that checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show was a trip also because there was a giant trash heap that they would go to for wisdom. And then there were these two rats who were like the guards of the trash heap. And they'd try to ask like a second question. Here's the trash heap here.
Ew.
And
what is happening?
If the Fraggles tried to ask a second question, the rats would go, "The trash heap has spoken."
I am anti-trash heap.
You're allergic to that too.
Yeah. Can we find a nice character?
Who's nice?
Wembley was my favorite character on Fraggle Rock. This is like very old. Like he's fun. He's got like a Hawaiian kind of shirt on.
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Muppet
Jim Henson? Oh, okay. I'm glad we cleared this up. I'm pro Wembley for sure.
Yeah, Wembley was great. He was like the comedic character.
Where is his tail coming out of?
Don't do this to me.
His butt. It's coming from his tailbone.
Okay.
I promise you.
I'm not convinced in that
I've
photo.
I looked under there. Just kidding.
It looked like it wrapped around.
Sorry. Anyway, I apologize for the horrors you've been shown, Matt.
Listen,
and you're welcome.
I've been educated.
So the playoffs are coming up very soon. And have the Seattle Storm been... Are they just not playing as well as last year? Or like, do you think other teams are like stepping up?
I think the narrative right now with them is like fatigue. Because all three of their best players played in the Olympics, won Olympic gold. But that is obviously very tiring, flipping time zones. They also had to play the first WNBA Commissioner Cup, like the first in-season tournament that they've ever done. Seattle was a part of that, and that was the first game after the Olympic break. And also, as we later found out, Brianna Stewart had an entire child in that time span.
Yeah.
So they've been real busy. And I think that maybe that's catching up with them a little bit. I'm hoping that they can find time to rest in the next, you know, couple of regular season games before the playoffs start. But yeah, they've been on a downward slope.
Yeah. I mean, it must be exhausting, like, you know, taking a break from the season to go play in the Olympics. And then also, I think their all-star game was like right before the Olympics as well.
Yep. It was all part of like the all-star weekend / Olympic prep. I don't know. They've really had no time to like, I don't know, regain some sort of normalcy. It's kind of just been like off the bat, just having to play full speed basketball all over again. So I think it's unsurprising that they finally hit a wall. It's going to be a matter of if they can overcome it come playoff time and survive on the, you know, we have Breanna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd trip that's worked before. Right. This year's different.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the playoffs might be different too. Like maybe they'll turn up the heat then. A different post-Olympic story is the Mercury, because they are undefeated since the Olympics.
Yeah, the Mercury looks scary right now. Real scary. Like, we have Brittany Griner out hitting a three-pointer this morning. Like,
yeah, I saw that. What are you doing, Brittany? That's not your place. She's just like all over the place. It's amazing.
I am overwhelmed. Like, we got to a point last year where we're like, you know, what's Brittany Griner's fit anymore? Like, she's really good, but can she help a Phoenix team win? Now she's out here popping threes, and we're like, oh, all right. We were all full of ourselves last year. We're like, what assholes we were. Of course, Brittany Griner's going to figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. And Diana Taurasi, Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner were both on the Olympic team, and Skylar Diggins-Smith also, maybe?
Yep. They had a trio of Olympians too. So, listen, I guess everybody can take a little different turn after winning a gold. Some people getting tired, some teams rolling.
And Skylar Diggins-Smith has been averaging 19 points a game, which is bonkers.
Yeah, it's so much fun to actually watch Skylar compete for a team that has like championship aspirations, because we haven't seen that with her in the past. She was kind of trapped on a couple of crappy Dallas teams, and Phoenix underwhelmed last year too. But this is fun. Like, we have like all five of the top five teams have, you know, trios of superstars who all can conceivably win. So this is the ideal setup for the WN for fans.
Love it. Is there a young player that you think is not getting the attention they deserve, or is just surprising everyone this season?
The rookies have been like a little disappointing, I'm not going to lie. They also haven't, like, since there's so few roster spots in the league, right? Like, I feel like I go over this all the time, but 12 teams, 12 roster spots on each team, and the players aren't really going anywhere at the top. So for a rookie to even make the squad is tough. For a rookie to actually find playing time, it's also really tough. But the player who I think will probably win Rookie of the Year, who has really impressed me, is Michaela Onyewere, who plays for the Liberty. And I think a lot of people at the beginning of the season were like, Sabrina Ionescu, you know, she didn't really play last year. Should she win Rookie of the Year if she's totally awesome this year? And Sabrina's been kind of up and down, but Michaela hasn't. I mean, Michaela's been a stud, and she was a mid-first round pick that New York got to pick up and enter their group. And I think if they're able to make the playoffs, it's probably going to be because Michaela is just overperforming.
Wow.
Can they do that? Can they give Rookie of the Year to someone who's not in their first year?
So the Liberty tried to fight this at the beginning of the year. They wanted Sabrina to have an exception because she had only played like 2.5 games before she went down for the year last year. And the NBA has some examples of players who were eligible in the past after only playing a certain amount of games, but the W wasn't budging on that. So Sabrina was never going to be eligible, but honestly, it doesn't matter because she wouldn't have won it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Was it Ben Simmons? Did he win that in the same kind of situation?
Oh, I don't know if he won it.
I think we had a Joel Embiid moment with this because he wasn't in year one. And then Malcolm Brogdon ended up winning it. But in the past, I'm trying to think of the other player that was used as an example. It might have been Bol Bol, who didn't play his first year and then played in year two. And like they wanted him considered for, I guess, like all rookie teams or something. But I don't remember what the outcome was, but he was eligible, which is why the Liberty wanted Sabrina to have the same chance, but wasn't granted.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, like that sucks that she was out, but she's technically not a rookie anymore.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to jinx it, but I feel like she's going to have a long career full of lots of accolades, you know, and I know it's a bummer, but yeah, she was out. It was nobody's fault, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it just sucked. But yeah, listen, yeah. Sabrina is going to be fine. I don't think anybody's worried about that.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, obviously not how she wanted her rookie year to go or her senior year in college. So, I don't
right.
know, kind of,
kind of
shitty stretch, but yeah, it's Sabrina.
She'll be back. The Liberty they have a very bright future right now.
Sure do.
With those two players. So
that's Gabe's team.
Are you happy, Gabe? He gave us a thumbs up.
Big fan of Laney as well.
Yeah, but Nige has also been on a tear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a really good base. They have like a good balance of those two young pieces. And then Benaiah has really come along. Natasha Howard is another all-star caliber player. They're probably one piece in this offseason, maybe, away from becoming a team we talk about in, you know, long-term playoff considerations.
Switching gears a little bit, do you want to tell us a little bit about your new job? Last time we talked, you were like, someone hire me.
It finally happened.
And we're taking credit for it.
Yeah, we'll
yeah, you
say
guys
we
should
got
take credit for it, honestly. Everyone.
It wasn't your hard work.
It was, man. Like, we were saying this before, but I freelanced after I got laid off for, like, I think it was 16 months. And it was really draining. I definitely, like, it was for the first time, I think, in my entire career that I was like, am I doing the right thing? Like anymore? Like, is it time for me to go somewhere else? Like, I was considering going to grad school, switching careers completely. Wow. But then, yeah, I lucked into this really awesome job at the Gaming Society. So we're essentially like an educational betting platform where we're teaching people how things like work. Now that the betting space has become such a huge part of where sports are now, yeah, honestly, where they're going in the future. So we're not like a place that's going to tell you, you know, pick this player or pick this team, but we're a place that's going to give you all the tools for you to be able to understand what's going on and to be informed about what you're doing. And a big part of what we're doing also is the Bet on Women campaign. So we licensed the trademark from the WNBPA and we're pushing forward women's sports betting as well as part of a push to get more eyes on the game. Obviously, when people bet in any other sport, even if they aren't huge fans, that gets them, you know, sucked into a college football game for the day or an NFL game for the day. Right. And the same idea is going to ring true in women's sports as well. It's going to put more eyes in front of the TV for these ABC games and for these ESPN games and CBS Sports Network games. And so I'm really excited about it. It's a different way for me to help push the women's game forward.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I like that.
We tried to bet once.
And it's tough. Did not.
Don't bring that up.
It was bad.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. What happened?
Well, we had
lost
a guest.
A bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like a ton of money, but we had a guest on who loves to bet. And he was like, I got the app open. Let's place a bet right now. And I think this was like in maybe the second round of the NBA playoffs, maybe the first round. I don't remember, but essentially we were like the Heat. We were all for the Heat last year. Let's just bet on them. And they didn't make it out of that round that we
immediately died.
No. Wait, how much money are we like? Give me a range.
We
how
each put in $20. Right?
Okay, okay.
Is that right?
25.
There was four of us.
25, I think.
And we each put in $25.
I just don't like money, like burning money like that.
Listen, I also get frustrated by it. Like I never want to put myself in a position where I have to like be mad at like an athlete.
Yeah. You know?
It's like, why didn't you score more? Damn it.
Yeah. And I was the one who picked what we were betting on. So then I felt especially guilty. because everyone lost money.
We all agreed to it. It wasn't just you.
Yeah, but I could hear your whispers when I turned around. Stupid idiot.
I was so just like, yeah, let's do it. I was a Labrador in this situation.
The important things about sports betting, it's really hard and the odds are never in your favor. You're not supposed to win. Remember that. It's tough.
That's true. I'm retired now.
Man,
I'm not a Vegas type of person.
Yeah, I'll play slot machines because that can be fun. Low stakes.
Yeah,
no decisions required.
No decisions. You really can't blame yourself at all. But yeah, I'm really bad at risking much.
Risking it all.
So
should we go to Vegas and put everything on black?
Everything Dunktown made this year.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
For legal reasons, I am not advising this.
That's a good disclaimer.
Taking all of our Patreon earnings, putting them on black.
Yeah.
It'll be like two chips.
Yeah. And then it'll be two chips and it'll be like, red wins. Yeah. Immediately we lose it all.
Yeah.
That we happen. Did watch, I watched Austin Powers with our with our patrons recently, and there's a part where they're playing blackjack and Austin like doesn't what's the word where you get another card, Gabe?
He doesn't hit
And the dealer's like, you have 12, sir, like, or like you have 8. It's like a really low. He's like, you should really hit. And he's like, I like to live dangerously.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Gabe. Thank you. That would be me anyways. So recently you cracked 8 double yolk eggs in a row.
Oh, let's have this discussion. Thank you. Because you know what? No one else in my life wants to hear about this. So I have to put it on the internet.
Did you eat them all?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I have 2 more. I'll give you like the inside scoop here. So the first 2 eggs, not double yolk.
Okay.
Now the next batch of 4, double. The 4 after that, double. I have 2 left in my refrigerator. And like, I'm not ready to find out if I'm going to hit 10 yet or not. Like I have to like, you know, like this is a big moment for me personally in my working from home endeavor. So I'm waiting for the right moment in time.
What? Oh my God. This is baffling.
Isn't this nuts?
How does that happen?
Like not to be like hype me up, but can you hype me up? This is nuts.
I mean, honestly, I would be freaking out because my grandmother was like very superstitious and she was like, this is the luckiest thing, you know, like you will have good luck, like get a lottery ticket if this ever happens to you.
You should put it all in black.
So yeah, I mean, do you feel lucky?
I feel very powerful. this is like, once again, am I slowly losing my mind working from home every day for the past 2 years? Who's to say? It's not like we have literal pictures to prove it. But listen, I wasn't expecting it. This is really going to go down as a big day. When we find out if number 9 and number 10 are going to be like,
we need to know. I think you've got it.
I think this was like one chicken who like only produces twins.
An overachiever. Wait, so did you scramble them all together?
Yeah, I did. Nice. But like, you know, like I didn't know how else to make the moment special. I feel like the pictures were enough.
The pictures are great. I feel lucky just looking at them.
I'm jealous. I'm just sitting over here with my single yolks. Like, yeah. Idiot.
Meanwhile, I've also, I've had haters. Haters be like, you bought a double yolk like carton. I've had to like prove it. Okay. This was like, just never listen to the haters. Okay.
They sell like double yolk carton?
No.
I didn't know that, but that's what people were, they were like, really? check the carton. And I was like, you know what? This is the same carton I get from Trader Joe's every week.
Do you get the like extra large?
You can buy them.
Yeah, they're the jumbo ones. Okay, so look, you can. But I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't cheat.
Double yokers.
It's called double yoker.
I was going to be so sad if I actually looked at the carton and that's what I bought by accident. It would have ruined everything.
I think one of the double yoker eggs wandered off into the single yoker.
Yeah, it
coop.
Was like a chicken who was like sick of that farm and like went to look for a better farm to live on.
They were hyping up their resume.
Yeah. Look, you're going to like the eggs I produce.
Yeah. I'm a bit of an overachiever.
But yeah, I got so excited when I saw that on Twitter for you.
Thank you. This is what I want to be known for. So nice. I'm glad that you guys found it.
It would have been great for egg salad, which you just made.
I did just make egg salad recently. Agata brought me some Kewpie mayonnaise, the like Japanese mayonnaise, which is so good. If you haven't tried Kewpie mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's the best, especially for egg salad.
Yeah, so I made egg salad recently. All just single yolk. Idiots.
So basic.
Could never be me.
But yeah, it was the best egg salad I've ever had, and all I put was salt and pepper and that Kewpie mayo.
Highly recommend it if you guys haven't tried Kewpie mayo. Get it. You can get it at Asian market, you can get it online.
Yeah.
It's like the best mayo by a long shot.
Yeah. They know what they're doing with mayo.
The bottles are weird, though. They're very floppy.
And it's like hard to get all the mayo out of it.
Yeah. You have to be like squeezing. It's like soft on the outside.
Yeah. It's this like weird tube of
It's kind of like toothpaste, but with mayo inside.
It definitely has a particular vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look cool and delicious, but it is.
It is. Yeah.
Anyways, good luck. We can't wait to hear about those next eggs.
Yeah, keep us updated.
I'd love to see a live stream of you cracking those last two eggs.
Listen, that might have to be it. That might be like my Labor Day gift to myself.
Oh, yeah. That'll be nice. Okay, let's talk about some news. So much happens in a week. We can't possibly cover it all. So we wrap it up in a little segment called Previously on Basketball.
Last time on Blossom.
Basketball.
Oh, Blossom.
New host of Jeopardy, Blossom.
Is she? Because that one guy got kicked out, right?
I don't know. We can't get into it now.
It's going to start a whole thing. Yeah. We got to move on.
Yeah.
Who's Blossom?
Mayim Bialik. She had a TV show called Blossom. Anyways. all right. Let's read some headlines. With 2 weeks to go in the regular season, the Sun, Aces, Storm, Lynx, and Mercury have all clinched playoff spots. The Nets get vets. Brooklyn signs deals with Paul Millsap and an unretiring LaMarcus Aldridge. Liz Cambage enters health and safety protocols after positive COVID test. Ben Simmons' future is a source of speculation following reports he no longer wants to be a Sixer. Diana Taurasi and wife Penny Taylor prep for baby number two. Kawhi is in the new Drake video.
Didn't that baby come?
Not yet, I don't think.
I thought I saw a picture of her with the baby.
Oh, maybe. Let's first look at this clip of Kawhi in the new Drake video.
Oh, no.
He's dancing. He's doing a little dance.
Back up dancing with his
hands. He's showing his hands. Then he's confused. What?
CLB was not made until that moment. I was unconvinced. I was unconvinced on my first listen, and then I saw the tweets and I was like, okay, yeah, no, this is amazing.
I'm a former Drake fan. Used to be obsessed with him.
Yes.
Loved him since Degrassi. Uh-huh. As a Canadian, you know, that's part of our DNA.
You have to.
Yeah. But I did go to a concert of his where he brought Chris Brown out as a surprise guest, which was disgusting. And I hate him now. So that's what happens when you bring Chris Brown into my peripheral.
He's also done some things recently.
Yeah, he's done a lot of like weird shit with like girls that are way too young. So yeah. Fuck Drake.
Also, I think R. Kelly is like credited on this album.
Yeah, R. Kelly's on this album.
What?
Problematic.
Why? He's he got sampled. Stacking up.
Yeah.
But Kawhi did a great job, we can all admit.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool that Kawhi did that. He does look a little uncomfortable dancing, but
I am so excited for the first media question to Kawhi about this. Like, how is he going to sum this up?
He's going to be like, no comment.
I think he'll be like, that was cool. Like, he's not going to really answer anything.
He's just going to, he's going to be like, I love Drake's music.
I need to turn the meme into a second meme. Like, we need another layer to this too sexy dance.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. I'm glad that he's doing something. We never know what he's up to.
I know. I really wish there was like a cam on him 24/7. Ugh,
reality show. I would love that.
He would never do it, but I just want to know.
Yeah.
Like, how is he? Like, how does he act when he's at 7-Eleven? Like,
yeah, what snacks does he get?
See, that's what I'm saying. Kawhi is one of the most interesting, like, sports celebs to me. Because I feel like all, like, a ton of athletes who we know at that level, we know about them, like, otherwise, right? Like, we know about their spouse or their kids or what they like to do on the off season. How long has Kawhi been in our lives? I don't know a single thing about this man except that he plays basketball and he has a funny laugh. That's all I know.
Yeah.
He has a girlfriend or wife?
We don't know.
Don't know if they're married. Anything. And they have kids.
I have seen him with a child on his lap.
Two kids.
I think it's his child.
There's no way to know for sure. Nothing. It could be a nephew.
We know nothing. That's what I'm saying. We know nothing. Meanwhile, like, Kevin Durant is like, every day I learn something new about Kevin Durant. But Kawhi is still a complete mystery to me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Did you watch that Kevin Durant, Draymond Green interview?
Incredible. It was everything I've ever wanted.
It was so fun. I was kind of like, why are you revealing all your skeleton? Like, they just talked about everything, which is great for me, but if I were them, I think I wouldn't have been so open.
I think honestly, like, at this point, they probably just want to get past it, right? Like, it's something that no matter what happens in their basketball career from here on out, they were always going to be asked about this. What happened? Like, why didn't you guys stay together? What was the fight about?
What'd you
and
fight
I feel
about?
Like, it was a good way for them to like control the narrative about it and finally like air everything out. But also now, as like a person that is a fan, I'm like, ooh, they're friends again. Like, when is KD coming back to Golden State?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's like, it was also fun seeing them in Tokyo and just being pals, you know?
Let's look at Joel Embiid's tweets about Ben Simmons. I'm not going to read all of that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of like press out there that's like trying to show this storyline of like Ben Simmons wants out, Joel's to blame, blah, blah, blah. People love to point the finger at anyone around. And it's like the reality is we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right. This is a situation where we don't know what's going on. And honestly, these tweets don't actually reveal much about Joel's perspective, because in one of them, he's like, look, I got booed 2 years ago. Like, people wanted me out of Philly, but I just like put my head down, did the work, and, you know, I got better. And Philly fans, you have to get better too. So this one feels like he's shaming Ben a little bit, being like, toughen up and get better.
I did it. You could do it. Yeah. I mean, Ben has also been like people have been like yelling about trading him for the last few years.
Yeah.
Like every time he, you know, has a bad game, misses threes, people are immediately online like he's fucking sucks.
Well, and they throw shit at him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like I would be over it too if I was enduring that for years.
Yeah, I feel bad for Ben.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, no one should have to, you know, suffer like that after just like not being awesome at their job. Like I'm not awesome at my job all the time, and no one throws stuff at me.
Yeah, I definitely deserve it some days.
Yeah. I promise to never throw anything at you. If you promise to never throw anything at me, I gotta.
I can't promise that.
Hey!
What if I get mad and you do something bad?
I feel like...
Throw a shoe at you.
I feel like Philly is one of those places, though, where it's like, it is hard to play sports there. It's like Philly, New York. You know, there are certain places... Lakers.
Yeah.
Like
the expectations are so high.
And the fans do turn against you.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. I mean, even LeBron. Like the fans hated him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
It took him 1 year to win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to prove himself to the fucking Lakers fans. Shut up.
Yeah. So I do feel bad for Ben. I hope he lands somewhere. With a gentler fan base that'll caress him.
Yeah.
Pet his bottom. Tell him everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, go somewhere nice. Sorry to the Philly fans, but you're not known for being like welcoming and nice.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the Andrew Wiggins situation too, though, right? Like in Minnesota, everybody was like done with that man. Mm-hmm. And because he was just subpar, you know, it's not like he did anything wrong. He was just like a little less than average.
Yeah.
But like he went to Golden State and I'm sure he still had critics. But like then all of a sudden the narrative around him changed a little bit. And they were like, oh, actually, you know, he's overpaid, but he's not bad. And I feel like the same thing is going to happen with Ben.
He just needs a better fit somewhere else. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he needs to be not a star, but more of a role player, I think, because the star pressure is a little too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Okay, let's look at Diana Taurasi and her wife, Penny Taylor. And you were right. The baby hasn't arrived yet. I just saw pictures of them with, like, getting ready for.
So they made this, like, eco-friendly... nursery. What does that mean, Gabe?
I don't know the answer. There's an article about it, and it links to various products that they use, but I'm not sure exactly what it means.
She adds that they're not perfectly sustainable and learn every day how they can have less of a negative impact.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, are they vegan?
It does say that they're vegan, yeah.
Penny, I believe, is still on the coaching staff for the Mercury. So it is, it's a cute family. I always love when, like with Allie Quigley and Vandersloot, how they're like on the same team. It's just like nice that a family gets to work together and travel together.
Very happy.
Cool.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Is that their other kid?
Yeah, they have another kid.
Oh, okay. Nice. Congratulations. Hope the labor is easy.
It'll be. I'm not envious.
Yeah. Can we look at these pictures of Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union? Because I got so horny just looking at these. We have to put them in here.
It's their 7th year anniversary.
Like, they look so hot.
Yeah.
They're in France.
Yep.
Sounds so cool.
I know, right? What the? I mean, if any of our listeners out there are hot, can you write in and let us know how cool it is?
I mean, look—he's like chiseled.
He doesn't have a shirt on. He just has a blazer and this like shiny orange suit.
I'm not even mad about it either. I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, like you should be. If you look like that, that is what you should wear.
Yeah,
yeah, and they. They match, but not like too matchy-matchy.
Right.
They just look perfectly like hot.
Yeah. And they're just like with their kids. I would be mad if my parents were this hot, though.
Yeah, that's also true, though. Yeah, I wouldn't like it if my parents were hot.
You know, my dad listens to this show and he's going to love hearing what I'm about to say.
No.
But he is, my dad's very handsome, and it was annoying when I was a kid. Because like when I was, he looks very young. And when I was in high school, people would mistake us for a couple and barf. When you're in high school, ew, you don't want someone asking if your dad is your boyfriend, you know? Yeah, exactly. But my dad loved it. He'd be like, oh my God, thank you.
I mean, that is okay. That isn't the dream, but the dream is to be like, if you're a parent and people are still like calling you hot, like that's what I aspire to be. I want to be a hot dad one day.
MILF.
You know what? I think those eggs are going to take you there. Keep cracking those eggs, man.
Let's look at Victor Oladipo's tweet.
Oh.
What did he say? What's he up to? He said, low-key tired of being single.
Oh no. Someone snatch him up.
Ugh, I mean, the man can play basketball. The man can sing.
I was going to say.
He's handsome.
That man has so many things going for him.
Yeah.
Get out there on Raya, buddy.
Yeah, get on Raya.
Or, you know,
or don't.
Bumble or I don't know, whatever.
Or ask your manager to like hook you up with an Instagram
or
model.
Yeah. Yeah, or just DM people on Instagram. You're an NBA player.
I know, but that gets you in trouble.
Why?
Because then those people will be like, oh my God, Victor Oladipo just DM'd me the corniest thing.
That's what you have to do to find love these days.
That's true.
Instagram's a dating app.
Yeah.
Let's get Victor Oladipo on Love Island.
Oh my God. I would love that.
He was already on one reality show on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
he'd
be
on Love Island.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I wanted to do a Love Island style basketball show when quarantine started.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the single NBA boys on an island.
Who are the ladies? Just hot
Instagram models.
like Love Island.
Yeah, exactly. Same
this
vibe.
Just kind of sounds like a bar.
Yeah, but we get to watch.
This is like Klay Thompson's life.
Oh man, I would like to watch Klay Thompson also on Love Island.
Yeah. Tyler Hero, he's got to go on there.
He's about to have a baby though.
Yeah, I think he's taken.
He's about to be Daddy Hero.
Hmm.
Which, can you imagine if Tyler Hero was your dad?
Isn't he like 20?
Yeah, he's so young.
Yeah, he's young.
At least he's rich.
But maybe Kuzma. Well, he's taken too, right?
Kuz is taken. He's dating a model too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of single ones.
Yeah, there's plenty of single NBA players that could Love Island for us.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We know you're listening. Just do this.
CBS, NBA agents. Just let us give us a budget.
Yeah, give us a budget. We'll put it together.
What a dream job.
Should we move on to our cutie comment of the week?
Oh yeah. Okay, so every week we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's our cutie comment of the week. This week's comment is from It's Greg. They say the face of someone having a really good time, and it's a screenshot of Kawhi in the Drake video. He looks like he's in pain.
He does look like he's in pain. Also, Drake looks like he's mad at him.
I mean, Drake looks so corny with those sunglasses on. He looks like, you know, your drunk uncle.
Yeah,
that's like dancing too much at the party and like. Everyone's like, oh.
And his arms out. It kind of looks like he's going, go to your room. Go to your room, Kawhi.
I really wish I knew the process. Like, how many people did Drake text asking to be? Because, you know, he loves the NBA. He's got tattoos of like many players. Why Kawhi?
Yeah.
Did he ask other people that?
I think it was
down?
It had to have been a challenge. Like, I'm Drake. Can I be the person who gets Kawhi? You know?
Yeah,
like I feel right. Like how many people have tried to get Kawhi to be at their music video in the past? I bet you it's a lot.
You're
and
probably
I bet he
right.
Said to no to all of them.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I guess Drake's the one that could get him out. So thank you for that, Drake, but I still hate you. If you want to be eligible for Cutie Comma of the Week, you can join our Patreon, where you can get access to our Cutie Nation Discord, patreon.com/dunktown. All right. Matt, thank you so much for being here again. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Honestly, like, just stay tuned with my egg cracking. I think that's like the most important thing going on right now. Just follow me on Twitter at @mellentuck. That's where I hang out a lot. Dunktown, thank you guys a zillion times for having me for round two. I hope there's round three.
Oh my God, of course. We will always have you back.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing the knowledge.
And if any of our listeners are like new to the NBA and trying to get into it, are new to the W and trying to get into it, Matt's Twitter is a great place to start because you're watching most games.
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, who's on fire right now, who to follow, who to watch. And so I think, yeah, that's a great place to get started.
Yeah.
Coming out, I just get emotional and scream online.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but obviously, like, it's a lot. The barrier of entry to the W is a lot higher than the NBA because there's so many places to find that info for the NBA. And for the W, like,
not as much.
You have to try harder. And that's just part of it. But it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah. And part of that is finding like the right people to follow who are going to kind of immerse you in that world.
Exactly.
Totally. And no better time with the W playoffs. The first two rounds are single elimination. It feels like the NCAA tournament. It rules.
It's so fun.
Getting on deck now.
Yeah. Tune in. There's no NBA games. What else are you doing?
Yeah. Come on, idiot.
Stupid.
We just berate our listeners.
What's your excuse now?
Yeah.
Dummy. All right. Well, thank you again. And thank you to our cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at @agatamonica. Anastasia is on both at @AnastasiaVigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingas for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.